In our last broadcast before the holiday, we spoke about the opportunity for spending quality time and building the relationship. This week, we begin to discuss the delicate issue of boundaries. Please excuse the cough. All children need boundaries, even adolescents. Let's remind ourselves of the definition of a boundary. A boundary is a rule or limit which has been sensibly chosen for good reason, sometimes with a sanction to back it up. Again, the basic axiom is that whilst children are younger, boundaries create more space for love. But when they are older, love creates more acceptance of boundaries. It is the relationship itself that will determine the respect given to the boundary. Why are boundaries so important? Boundaries are often needed for safety reasons, for a young child to protect them from running in the road, for an adolescent to protect them from some of the threats of unrestricted social media use. But boundaries also teach responsibility, allowing us to make considered choices and then to deal with the consequences of those choices. This itself is a life lesson. For example, all roads in the UK have speed limits. If I elect to break the speed limit, aside from the obvious dangers of so doing, I risk a fine or points or both. I'm aware of the rule and the potential sanction. That allows me to make a decision and to take ownership of that judgment call. As parents of adolescents, everything comes at a price. So there are really four key questions to ask ourselves before I decide on a limitation. Firstly, what do I want to achieve? For example, if I decide that phones must be left downstairs at night, my reason for so doing is to ensure that we all get sufficient sleep. That's a good reason. The second question is, who is this for? Me or for the child? Often our emotions become mixed up in our decision-making process, and when I take a step back, I realize that this is actually me with my lack of self-esteem or inadequacies rather than for the good of the child. For example, if I insist that my child wears his or her hair in a particular way, is that because I genuinely believe it's better for them or because I'm embarrassed if they go out looking like that? And if the latter, is that a good enough reason to challenge the relationship? Thirdly, I must consider whether the timing is right. No one can hear unless they are in a receptive place. When my child has just come home, deeply disappointed in having failed a maths test, is this the right time to insist on earlier nights? Will they be receptive? Fourthly, can I follow it through? Sometimes I may indeed have spotted an important boundary, but being candid, I cannot carry it out. This will undermine my authority and my ability to create rules in the future. So in summary, of course children need boundaries. In fact, they actually want them and respect parents that create appropriate restraints. But to quote Rabbi Don Kestenbaum, in his book, The Heart of Parenting, you have to know before you say no. In our course, which is coming up soon, we will discuss this whole area in much more detail, with particular reference to the use of internet and social media. A home without confines here invites chaos, but we need both wisdom and sensitivity to create those limitations. Many times, we need to create a sense of buy-in through dialogue, discussion, and the relationship itself. In the Torah, we're all familiar with the Ten Commandments. These are, in fact, split into two parts. Part 1 deals with the rules between people and God, and Part 2, the rules between people themselves, such as the prohibition against murder. Curiously, honoring parents appears in Part 1. This is because Part 2 is about society and the interaction between people, where there isn't a hierarchy. If honoring parents appeared there, that would imply there is no hierarchy between parent and child. In a healthy home, there is a healthy hierarchy, born out of love, respect, and recognition that parents have their children's best interest at heart. So in the week ahead, take an area where you feel boundaries are appropriate and filter it through the questions we have raised. What do I want to achieve? Is it for me or for the child? Is the timing right? And can I follow it through? If the answers to these questions are positive, then, go ahead. This will not damage the relationship. On the contrary, delivered with love, it will only enhance it.